No new news here, other than the fact that we are continuing to see an impressive cattle market. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your farm news update. And that's exactly what Randy Martinson with Martinson Ag said last week as he gave the Friday commodity wrap.
Yeah, it's just impressive the strength that we're seeing in the cattle markets as they just, you know, they're basically, defying all laws as far as the trading goes and continue to see a pretty strong bull run here. I mean, we're looking at almost a full year since this market has been on a rally. And, you know, just this week, just looking at the numbers, you know, we gained over $14, $15 in the feeder cattle market again this week. And we continue to have the problems, and that is, of course, tight supplies and strong cash trade and strong demand. And all that just continues to help support the feeder cattle market. Live cattle continue to see good demand and tight supplies as well. And it does appear that, you know, after seeing some of the reports coming from USDA that the border is going to stay closed with Mexico here for a while, that's going to prevent their cattle from coming in. Right now, it just doesn't seem like there's much that can step in the way of this train that's running in the cattle market.
Another market that really looked great at the close of last week was our soybean and soybean oil markets.
You know, you're right. And then I think a lot of the support is coming from yesterday's rumor that EPA was going to announce their small refinery exemptions. And they did come through today and they did announce those. And, you know, they came in, they were friendly to the marketplace, and that did continue to help support the soybeans and the bean oil. We're also seeing a little bit of support, I think, from the Pro Farmer Tour, which, although they find, you know, they found a very good crop out there, the crop is quite a bit lower than what was estimated by USDA here last week as far as yield is concerned by a state-by-state basis. So it'll be interesting to see what the final Pro Farmer yield comes in at. But right now it does look like that USDA is overestimating the crop and we'll likely see some reductions going forward. And I think that helped add a little bit of support into the market.
With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.